I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Stuff and Practice Series. There's a fairly recent practice that some people have that started around 15 years ago, that people would get ritzuos, get straps for their tefillin that are black on both sides, not just on the outside, but also on the underside as well. They're called black-on-black ritzuos. You see, the Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Chavches, towards the top of Amud Beis, quotes from a Braisa, that ritzuos shchoros, having the straps of the tefillin black, it's halacha moshe mesina tzedinda orais, it's halacha moshe mesina, that you have to have the ritzuos dyed black. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Lamed Gimel, in Aruch Chaim Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, halacha moshe mesina, there's halacha moshe mesina, shiyu haritzuos shchoros, that the ritzuos have to be black, mi bachutz, on the outside, avo mitzad pnim, on the inside, Yasim Ezet Seva Shirtze, if you wish to dye the straps of your tefillin, the underside of your tefillin, you could do it any color you want, except for red. That's its own reason, why not red? But it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that there is no requirement that you have the underside of the ritzuos black as well. So what's the basis for this practice that some people have that they're particular, they're machmir, to have black on black ritzuos? So to explain this practice, some refer to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Daled quotes right similar to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ritzuos Shel Tefillin, the Ritzuos of the Tefillin, the straps, either the Shel Rosh or the Shel Yad, the outside has to be black. Pnei Mechitzonim Shechorim have to be black. V'zu Halacha Moshe Mesinei. Avel Achori HaRitzuos, the other side, the underside of the Ritzuos, Hoyol Mevifnim Hein, since they're on the inside, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever color they are, either green or white, it's kosher except for red. However, ends off the Rambam, v'noihu l'tfilin, it's beautiful for the tefillin, shiyu kulon shchoros, that the entire strap should be black, hakatitza v'haratzua kula, both the box and the entire strap, even the inside. And therefore, some people think that because of this Rambam, it's appropriate, there's a basis to be stringent and to have black on black ritzuos. But it's interesting because the Beis Yosef quotes this Rambam, and the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, quotes this, and they say, lo nagu ken, that's not the practice. So it would be interesting that all of a sudden, in the 21st century, people decided that they wanted to introduce a new chumrah to be machmer for a shita that no one had been machmer for centuries. But the truth is, from what I understand, the reason why some people are machmer and they have these black-on-black ritzuos is nothing to do with the Rambam. Rather, there's another concern. As we said multiple times, there's a requirement that the outside of the tefillin is black. But sometimes it gets rubbed out, and it's not clear exactly when it could be a problem if the black gets rubbed off. And therefore, if you have black on black ritzuos, it can never get rubbed off. Therefore, to avoid any complications later on of the black getting rubbed off, people are interested in having the entire ritzuos, the entire strap, dyed through and through with black. It's more expensive, but that enables them to avoid any potential problems. They say a beautiful story with Rav Eliyashiv that the innovators of this practice of having black and black ritzuos offered Rav Eliyashiv to switch his tefillin straps and to give him black and black ritzuos, and Rav Eliyashiv didn't let them, and they were a little surprised, and they said, do you believe that there's could be a halachic problem with having these ritzuos? And Rav Eliyashiv said, no, I agree in principle and I understand the value in having it, but I know that if I would switch my ritzuos, there are going to be so many other people that are going to switch theirs as well. And this is more expensive, and they can't necessarily afford it. Therefore, I'm willing to forego wearing these special ritzuos in order so that other people don't inappropriately spend money that they don't really have in order to do this chumrah, which isn't really required.